21H2.
He did.
Yeah, and what it didn't do is nice. It didn't take off hot metal. Most of the other ones will take off your old apps, and this one did not. And it took a long, long, long time to install.
Okay, so...
So, I have...
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
I was talking to you, James, and I will say this in case I do get busy, and I hope you can call back and we'll reply. I will 100% give you a call back if I have a fix. If I don't have a fix, I will... I'll just not give you a call back, if that's okay. I can give you a call back either later as well. I'm just saying I wasn't able to find anything. Okay, that sounds good. I'll give you a call if I do find anything. So, no problem. Have a good one.
How are you doing?
Hi.
I can help you.
I want to talk to Stu.
Oh, that's fine. How have you been doing?
Fighting Linux.
Ooh, that's no fun.
What happened? I had a forgot the password on Ubuntu. And this is a Lenovo S145. And I said, oh, get into Grub, and then you can change it. Trying to get into Grub, you have to. It's not straightforward. I just got in after about a day of experimenting.
It's still not letting you change that password?
Yeah, well, I got into Grub, and I'm taking a break.
That's fair enough. I just started mixing with a new distribution, Parrot OS, where they have a network penetration set up, and then they have a very light where you can pretty much use it on the USB.
Uh-huh.
When I say use it on USB, it only uses like 300 megabytes of RAM and pretty much use no processor power, but it's a good low power Linux, at least from what I've seen on it so far. I will say with the Apache server, I don't know if you heard with the whole Java vulnerabilities that they found. There was a whole bunch of stuff going on with that about last December.
All right.
Apache and Java and all that.
Just with the Linux?
With anything Java, actually. So the Java logging program, the Log4j, they found an issue with that where they are people able to do things to it to make it run remote code on your computer. So there's been all kinds of people tearing apart pretty much everything with Java in it. That's all the Apache servers, that's a lot of the Linux distros, but that's even with Microsoft, Windows, Apple. For the most part, all iPhones were vulnerable for about a 2-week period just based off the Java vulnerability. But people with the right information, they could make your iPhone run remote code on it.
But yeah, what I'm starting to look at is, well, my interest has been always in microcontrollers, and I did this at Sandia, you know, putting system on them. But one thing that I have done on a consulting basis is write assembler code for Intel MCS Basic 52. And so what happens is you write the code, and I debugged it with fourth. Okay, wrote it in the fourth assembler, debugged it then, and then what you do is put it in a data statement in the BASIC. Mm-hmm. Then what you do is just jump to the code in it, and then it runs. And this is for commercial. This is actually for
just personal, free use, open source software.
What?
Is it just open source software, or is it?
Well, no. The BASIC is the Intel BASIC has published in the thing. But what I'm getting interested in is I'd like to port this over to a Raspberry Pi. Mm-hmm. But first, I want to get it running on Windows.
Okay.
And what a thing. You don't have to write it. It's already been written. I can pull the parts out of fourth and get like the command interpreter.
And get it to run in Windows.
Just run it. But you don't even assemble it. You just take the binary out and then change the prologue and the epilogue and get it running that way.
Okay.
Well, here's the one that I'm getting very interested in. Mm-hmm. These cell phones. These things have the Snapdragon 500.
Yeah.
And that is an 8-core. Army 53. And so what effectively is starting to happen now, I think these cell phones are going to be, how can you say it? We had microcomputers, right? Now we have nanocomputers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have experimented with the C here, mm-hmm. and I can get a flash drive working on it.
Mm-hmm.
I have one actually in my pocket.
And with these flash drives, you can get them going all the way up to 10 gigabytes a second for like memory transfer speed.
Yeah, okay, but here's the other one, what I'm real interested in. I was just trying to contact a guy down at Whole Foods. But also in these, there's an adapter on some phones, and so you put that in, and you can then hook the video to a monitor, an
yes.
external monitor.
Mm-hmm.
But only certain ones. And so I'm kind of interested in finding out
which
phones, you know, for inexpensive, because, oh, I have another thing that's a kind of a shocker. Several weeks ago, an article appeared on ZDNet, and the article said what the cell phone manufacturers are now doing is putting the battery in, and so you can't remove them,
mm-hmm.
and they're waiting 2 or 3 years, and then they're going to kill the battery. And so you have to, and that article disappeared about 2 days after, and man, I can't find it.
So they do some stuff like that, and it has been kind of known. Like Samsung is actually right now, today, somebody started a lawsuit on them about them slowing down applications to.
Yeah, I saw that, and Apple too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and instead of the Apple iPhones, they do have the adapter that you can put it into a screen, but now, mm-hmm. if you have this, what you're going to have is the ability to have a keyboard, the Bluetooth that works great with these things.
Yeah.
Okay, then a big screen, and then you have the cloud, and hey.
You can almost use it as a full computer.
You can use it as a full computer.
Mm-hmm. The ones that I'm familiar, and with the phone, are you by any chance trying to load Linux onto it, or are you just going to keep it with the Google Android operating software?
No, I'm just running Android, but here you can run the apps on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I can get BASIC working on an app, what you do is have a C program. And the only thing that the C program does is read off a file
mm-hmm.
and brings it over and sticks it in a data statement in a BASIC program, in a C program. Then the C program, the only thing it does is has an assembler one there that then jumps to the first instruction. Now all of a sudden you're running.
Okay.
Basic on it.
So, and I will say with phones that you can hook up with monitor-wise, because I will say there is the older version of my phone right now, I have a OnePlus 8, and the OnePlus 6, Microsoft has actually got Windows 11 running on it stable.
This is running Android 11.
Yeah. But they can even get they're even getting it so like Windows 11 is in the next few months going to be able to run off smartphones or off any of those own processors as well. But they are getting up to that support too with it. Well, there is also some Linux distributions that you can also get installed onto your phone, like that the Parrot one I was just talking about. You can use a handful of older tablets, handful of older phones, and even use a phone to do penetration testing, stuff like that, all with Linux.
Yeah.
But with getting hooked up to the monitors, usually they can do one 1080p monitor with most of the standard USB Type-C connectors on it. A lot of times too, and especially there's a few different kits of ones that do it, you can usually get a USB hub that comes with, let's say, another one or two USB Type-Cs, another one or two regular USBs, and then an HDMI jack on it, where it just plugs into your phone with the one cable, but it splits it up to an HDMI jack, gives you four USBs, and I believe a Ethernet port usually too.
A geek at Best Buy told me he tried to get this one working with the thing, and he tried a couple of different adapters, and no, it's the 1080p. He said, but you can get it working by putting a modern TV into, I think, the caption mode or something like that.
The screen sharing where it's doing it over the internet?
Right, and so you can then do it wirelessly. He did. Now, I tried a little bit and looking at it, I wasn't able to either get the TV set or,
Yeah, so with a lot of that wireless, that's using Google's casting programs.
Yeah.
So most of the programs that do it need to have Google support, but for the most part, like anything that's in a web browser, you can have streaming on the TV. With most Android phones, you can actually stream the whole thing to the TV wirelessly, completely no issues, but you do have to set up the TV and the phone a little bit differently. But once you do have it set up, for the most part, it'll just give you a little button at the top right of your screen, which will let you cast it whenever you want to.
Well, the guy showed me, okay.
There's one other thing I was going to show you as well, because I've been working on, we've been having to redesign our little screensaver program, but with one of the apps that I was using, this is not something I just, computer that I have it on. I actually have it on his computer in there. I got MS-DOS running on a home screen on one of the computers that gives live system information. So let me see. Hello.
Hi.
It's on this computer here, but I didn't realize it didn't
work. I hear you got customers.
I know, because you guys in just one. How can I help you guys?
Oh, hi.